The project has been in the works for more than 2 years.
Airport projects take a while. And this one, we had to take a break this winter because, we had a pretty unusual heavy winter here for the Richmond area.
Tom Trudeau is the manager of the Chesterfield County Airport. He explained that this taxiway is going to have a major impact on business there.
The taxiway complex is really important because you can't get to the runways without them, and they are utilized by aircraft to get from the ramps and aprons and the hangar complex in the back out to the runways and back.
The airport's taxiway complex is more than 20 years old, and it needed to be rebuilt.
As part of that process, we also installed a new connector taxiway to the north ramp. Without that taxiway, we weren't able to really fully utilize that north ramp. The large aircraft can't turn around easily, needed that taxiway to be able to cycle through, so to speak. It also gives connectivity to our based aircraft here from the hangar complex in the back.
But Trudeau said perhaps the most important thing is
that we got more weight-bearing capacity out of it. In other words, we can operate heavier airplanes on this taxiway system than on the old. That's important because the aircraft that frequent here, some of them need to go to the West Coast and some need to go to Europe, and all those things require a large, heavy load of fuel. And you got to have a taxiway to support those heavier airplanes. So now we do. And we hope the next improvement will be a runway extension to give us that capability so aircraft can use us routinely to go anywhere in the world. We're looking forward to that in the next couple of years.
Chesterfield County Airport doesn't handle the commercial passenger jets that fly in and out of Richmond.
We are a general aviation airport, which means everything. We've got what we call puddle jumpers, air knockers. We've got the Piper Cubs and the Araka Champs here. We've got some of those small single-engine airplanes that folks fly both for recreation and for their business. But we also have got the jet traffic, including some heavy jet traffic. We get all the Gulfstream series, 1-2-3-4 series here. Get a Global Express and an occasional business jet, which is Boeing business jet, is a pretty large airplane. We get those once in a while, but infrequently because we haven't had the weight-bearing capacity. We hope to see more of those in here in the future.
The airport's role in the area, Trudeau pointed out, is as a reliever airport for Richmond International.
Now, what we're supposed to do is relieve them of the general aviation traffic so they can concentrate on the heavy commercial traffic, the scheduled airlines that you see come and go.
Richmond, he said, is a great commercial service airport, and that's good for Chesterfield.
We think when the economy turns that they'll have more traffic there, and that's good for us because then they'll have more need for a Chesterfield County to be able to take those other aircraft.
In addition, he pointed out,
it's got a great location. We're right off 288, and we're only, I think, 4 or 5 miles from I-95. So it's easy to get to. We're at the juncture, really, of 10 and 288. If folks want further information, you can get everything you need to know by going flychesterfield.com.
The taxiway project was funded largely by just over $2 million in federal and state money. Congressman Forbes helped to get a weather observation system reconnected that had been out of service in Chesterfield for some 20 years. John Ogle, WCVE News.